DW.
สมุยมาสมุยจุ๊บจุ๊บจุ๊บจุ๊บ
This is the marketplace at Skun in Cambodia's Kampong Cham province. You'll not only find vegetables and flowers here, but also tarantulas. Girls are selling piles of fried spiders on big plates. They cost $50 cent each.
Spiders. One for $50 cents. Do you want to buy a spider, sir? Two for $1. Spiders.
Two one dollar spider.
Catching and eating tarantula spiders is an old tradition in Cambodia, and especially here in Skun, also known as Spider Town. For over 20 years, Soi Lon and her family go out in the forest every morning to hunt the spiders.
The spiders live in holes. You have to know how to find them. There's a hole over there. I'll dig it. I usually take my children with me. They like to watch. This one is very deep in the ground.
Lam digs in the ground with a stick and then catches the spider with her bare hand.
They're really fast. You have to be quick. I'm not afraid. I'm used to it.
Tarantulas have two fangs. When they bite you, it's very painful.
I got bitten once by a big spider. Immediately my hands started to feel very hot. There was no hospital here, so I had to treat it myself. I rubbed my hand in sand a whole day to cool it down. However, when the poison reaches your veins, it could kill you. I've known two children who got bitten at the bottom of their hands, and they died.
Soi Lon knows how to remove the fangs using a pair of tweezers while the spiders are still alive. Once this is done, the tarantulas are harmless.
I let my children play with the tarantulas. They like it. But I only let them play with them when the fangs are removed.
Eating tarantulas has been a custom for many years in Cambodia, but it became a necessity in the 70s during the time of the Khmer Rouge when a lot of people were starving. Yi Tong is a 65-year-old lady who lived in Skun during that era.
We'd wrap them in a banana leaf and grill them on a fire, but there used to be many more spiders than today. They were really everywhere.
And the hunting technique was also different back then.
We'd make a fire. That makes the spiders go into their holes under the ground. Once the fire is out, they feel there is no more danger and they all tend to come out, so we could easily catch them.
Today, the number of tarantulas is going down very fast, says biologist Thomas Gray, Director of Science and Global Development for Wildlife Alliance.
There is a massive deforestation going on in Cambodia. I mean, the country's lost 20% of its forest cover since the beginning of the 1990s. Trees have been cut for cashew nut or rubber plantations and timber on a massive scale. But it's not just habitat loss, but also over-harvesting to meet a high demand that is driving the spiders out of existence.
Indeed, after the Khmer Rouge, the spiders stayed on the menu in Cambodia and became a delicacy. Soi Lon sells to markets and restaurants where tourists like to take pictures of the cooking process.
You have to poke them on their body to kill them. It goes really quick.
The spiders are being washed and seasoned.
Children, get the ingredients, please. Hurry. I need some sugar and herbs.
Tarantulas are not only appreciated for the proteins they contain. Ye Tong learned from her ancestors how to use them as a medicine.
A spider is put alive in a bottle of white alcohol. Then you can use this drink as a painkiller.
Back in the kitchen of Soi Lon, the spiders are about to be fried.
This goes very fast because they don't have blood, so you only need to fry them for a few minutes. You can compare it to cooking shrimp or lobster.
Her children can eat tarantulas a whole day long.
Come on, children, to the table. We eat spiders.
The taste is comparable to crab meat.
Very good.
The question is whether the children of Soi Lon will have the opportunity to enjoy this practice for many more years. Biologist Thomas Gray is critical.
Now, I'm not saying that they're about to become extinct, but if people continue to catch them in these amounts, they're going to become very rare. I think there should be more regulation about hunting and how many spiders a person should be allowed to catch.
Chris Janssens for DW in Cambodia. DW.